The new CD, 1 Ounce of Truth, puts the vivid words of poet and writer Nikki Giovanni to music.
The world is not a pleasant place to be without someone to hold and be held by.
Musical styles like bossa nova, jazz, and a dash of soul are fused with Nikki Giovanni's words. Most of the songs are sung by Kapathia Jenkins. NPR's Tony Cox recently spoke with Nikki Giovanni and Kapathia Jenkins about the project.
Kapathia, let's start with you because you're known for your work on Broadway and shows like Martin Short, Fame Becomes Me, and Caroline or Change, just to name a few, as well as acting in numerous television shows. Why did you decide to make a CD of songs based on poems by Nikki Giovanni?
Well, I've been working with Louis Rosen, who's the composer, and it was actually his idea, and I was on board right away. I mean, she writes so beautifully about love, love lost, love gained, falling in love, and for me, the opportunity to work with Louis and to do my own thing, so to speak. You know, when you're doing Broadway and theater, you're playing characters and all that. And this gave me an opportunity to really show what I do.
Well, Nikki, when you were approached about the project, what did you think? I mean, how did you feel about your work being interpreted in this way?
I have no ear. I mean, I get to sing in the shower if nobody's around. But it was just wonderful when this project was brought to me. I thought, yes, let the singers do it. Louis is always surprised. If he was here, he'd say, Nikki didn't try to give us directions. But I hate people that give you directions when they don't know what they're talking about.
Well, let's talk about some of the songs on the CD. For one, let's talk about Telephone Song. Now, the chorus, that almost sounds like a 1960s sock hop to me a little bit, Kapathia. What's this tune about, and how did you capture it musically? Because it seems like a conversation between two old friends.
You know, when I was growing up, I had a best friend, and we'd be on the phone after school, and my mom would be telling me to put the phone down, and her mom would be telling her to put the phone down. So we'd say, okay, I'll see you tomorrow. Okay, meet me at first period. Okay, all right, bye. And then we go, did you hang up? No, you hang up first. No, you hang up. No, you hang up. And I think Nikki's writing is just so dead on, and it reminds me of my best friend, who's still my best friend to this day.
Really? Well, Nikki, was there a special friend that you were writing about?
Absolutely. Her name is Johnita Fletcher. And we'd be on the phone, and we were talking. It'd be, hang up. No, you hang up first. I know many a night. That was when the phones.
That is so funny. Your one phone per household.
So you could fall asleep on the phone.
That's,
and phone. That's really funny. Yeah. What's the story behind another one of the songs? This one is called You Were Gone. There's a line that caught my ear when I first heard it, and it's when you say, you were gone like the years between 25 and 30. Now, I'm old enough to know just what that feels like.
I got to tell you, my favorite line is, you were gone like last week's paycheck for this week's bill.
That's really gone.
I mean, that's being gone. That's
that
gone.
Is gone.
You were gone like last week's paycheck for this week. You were gone. You were gone like the years between 25 and 30.
Let me ask you, Kapathia, how you and Louis Rosen managed to come up with the sound and the tenor to fit these lovely poems.
Well, I tell you, Louis is absolutely brilliant that way. He just has a knack for, you know, reading a certain poem and feeling like immediately he can set it. With Nikki's stuff, it was so easy for him because I think the writing is so strong in terms of the imagery and just how we sort of talk and conversationally every day. And then coming up with, you know, the actual arrangements and the bass. I love the violin. And so the songs are just really strong. We had a ball doing this project.
Obviously you did. It sounds like you did. A couple of more questions. One for you, Nikki, is this. Mm-hmm. As the music evolved for the words that you had already written, did it change the feel of your poetry to you?
I think it brought it out. You know, it's sort of like cleaning up an old photo. And I don't mean that my poetry was not. I just mean that it brought out something else. One of my favorite that they do is Careful, Baby, Don't Prick Your Finger. And it really, I had heard it on the tune of Careful, Baby, Don't Prick Your Finger. But Carpathia took it to pa 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 do pow. And it stayed with me. I walked out of the club the other day, and I'm just like, yeah. You know? And I love it. I so regret. This is a poem I wrote for Nina Simone. And I so regret that Nina is not here to hear it. Hmm. Because, again, she did such wonderful work with Warren Cuny, you know, with No Images. Oh, you know, she did a lot of tone poems, as did Roberta Flack. And Roberta also was a friend. And she said to me one day, you know, girl, I wish I knew the music in your head. I just thought it was the nicest thing, because I don't really do music as Louis and Carpathia do music. But you do hear these sort of rhythms. And I think that they brought it out. It was wonderful.
Yeah, well, you do music. It's just not on a chart. You definitely do
right.
music. You have another song on here. That I heard it, and I was like, wait a minute. Am I hearing what I think I'm hearing? You know what song it is? That Day.
Like, I knew you would say that.
I don't know if it's because I'm a man or what, but my ears just perked right up on That Day. How did you put that together?
I know you're not asking me.
Well, no, I'm not asking you that.
This is a family show.
Well, we just love that, you know, this song is seemingly about everything, but really it's about sex. You know, Louis just came up with this catchy tune. And I just thought, you know, I'm just going to sing this like it's about everything else. And then, you know, people are going to realize what it's really about.
If we do it once a month, we can do it in time. If we do it once a week, we can do it in rhyme. If we do it every day, we can do it every way. We can do it like we did when we did it that day. Oh, I know I'm bold coming on like this, but the good things in life are too good to be missed. Now time is money.
Are you going to do this again, the two of you, do you think?
Oh, gosh, I would certainly hope so.
I tell you, Louis has already written, I think, 6 or 7 more Nikki songs. And I was over his place a couple of weeks ago, and he was like, I got to play it for you. He's still so excited about her poetry. So, you know, and he's got some really good ones coming down the pike. So I'm sure we will do this again.
Nikki Giovanni, Carpathia Jenkins, thank you so much. And I really enjoyed talking to both of you.
Thanks, Tony.
That was NPR's Tony Cox speaking with poet Nikki Giovanni and singer Carpathia Jenkins about their new CD, 1 Ounce of Truth, the Nikki Giovanni songs. It'll fly.